Hello and welcome back to Marriage, the Good, the Bad, and the Funny. I'm Samuel Pitcher.
And I'm Sarah Pitcher.
And this is February 1st, 2019, episode 3. Let's get into it. So, we were debating on whether or not we should field questions at the beginning of the show or at the end of the show, right?
Yes.
And, well, one, we weren't expecting to have to come up with an answer this that soon because we weren't expecting too many to be submitted right away.
Very true.
And, along those lines, we haven't had that many.
No!
Not a one, because one has sent us no one's sent us an email yet. However, we are not complete hermits, right, for the most part? We have to go to work. Because believe it or not, we're not making enough money off of this quite yet.
Not yet.
So
dreams are real, though. So.
Dreams are real. And you can help. Share this with your friends. Shameless plug, number one. But we're not making a lot of money. We're not getting a lot of questions, but we have to go to work.
Yes.
And we have to socialize with work and other folks every once in a while. True?
True enough, yeah.
So when I bring this up to some people that have not listened, and you give the name, which everyone should know by now, Marriage, the Good, the Bad.
The Funny.
Their first question, well, I got a question this past week, was, so you've been married for 2 years? I was like, yes. Question number one, easy. Pass that test with flying colors. But you know what their next question was?
What?
So, are you saying that you're giving advice to somebody who's been married for just over 2 years? And that was a question.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought we made that clear.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
We did make it very clear that we are, in fact, marriage experts for 2 years now.
Oh, definitely.
And that people should be listening to us and, like, writing down every last thing we're saying as 100% fact. Our marriage can be the building block for all other marriages and is the end-all be-all, right?
Yes.
We've made that very clear, people. Very painfully clear. We are that couple that gives advice because we have survived 2 years of marriage and we just know it all. So there you go. My wife's looking at me like, at what point are we going to reiterate the fact that we are novices at this whole thing? And we just want to joke around a bit about things we've experienced.
Well, yeah.
So, yes. Once again, I was re-listening to our old episodes just to hear how bad my voice is and how great yours is, by the way. And, you know, I know you're sick right now, so the voice is a little bit off, but still better than mine.
Well, I also don't ramble half the time like you do.
Right? And I'm trying not to, which is why I'm going to steer back on point here.
Good.
And say that we are we're not marriage experts, and we, listening to it again, we've said this at least once every episode. Granted, there's only three now. We'll say it again. Nope, we're not here to give advice, though I'd like to.
Advice to who? Me?
No, I know better, because that would start an argument.
Yes.
And that is a smooth segue into what we wanted to talk about today, correct?
Yes.
Arguments. We were talking about it earlier. We were having a few earlier. We've had a few since the last episode. Like, too many to count? How many?
I don't know. Let's see. Well, you were gone for a couple of days. So, we didn't really have any then.
No, but it was still my fault the trash did get taken out when I wasn't here.
Well, yeah, it was too cold.
Yeah.
You didn't expect me to take it out,
no,
did you?
No, I should have somehow made that happen still, even in my absences.
Yes, you should have arranged someone to come around and take the trash down for me in your absence.
Yes.
Yes.
So we've argued about that and many other things. Because arguments are, in fact, a part of marriage. Really part of any kind of coexistence with other people, especially those who you consider your spouse.
Oh, yeah.
And it's something that we believe could be a fun series. Everyone out there's got to let us know. But I think Arguments is going to be a reoccurring series on this podcast, if I'm not mistaken. Is that what you thought?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's so many different things you can argue over.
There's things you can argue over. We could talk about some of the arguments we've had. I'm sure we're not the only ones who have argued about what to watch on TV, or argued about who's going to take the dog out first, or who's argued about which headset they're going to wear to do their podcast. Well, there might not be too many people fighting over that one.
No, and I grabbed mine first, so you really didn't have much of a choice. There was no argument there.
I didn't have a choice to begin with.
Well, that's true.
You've made your choice. I must go along with it. Everything else will start an argument.
Well, and you can't really say that there's an argument over the dog, because I thought we'd come to an understanding. I have him in the morning. You take care of him at night.
Oh, boy. Well.
So.
Well, they'll let us know if they want to hear those arguments. But right now, we're going to keep it generic as we start what could be a fun series about arguments in general. Because I had mentioned last week how, for a guy anyway, it seems like there is no path to success. Only the path of, I said at that time, least resistance.
Yeah.
And would you say that's still true? You call this what? You call this something. You said we like...
masochistic.
Yes, we enjoy pain and we like a challenge. Well, there's no greater challenge than a good old-fashioned argument. I would argue that the fact that it's gone to an argument means that I'm probably wrong in the first place.
More than likely, yes.
Because if you had agreed with me or had any, you know, sense that I was right, you probably wouldn't start arguing about it in the first place, and we'd all agree that was probably your original idea anyway.
Well, 9 times out of 10, yes.
Yeah. So, we're here talking about arguments because, like we said, there's so many things you can argue about as a couple. And there's so many different ways that we can really tick each other off.
Yes.
Like, when we first got married, somebody jokingly said to me, "You're going to find out weird things like there's a wrong way to put the milk back in the fridge." And you're giving me that look like, there is?
Yes. You want to make sure that the handle is visible. You don't want to just, you know, slide it in, so you have to finagle it back out.
So there's that, and there's just, it's never ending. I'm just going to be honest with, you know, our listeners out there. The amount of arguments you can have, and to go a day without an argument, is just unprecedented. There's going to be some form of disagreement. But if you're not arguing, you're probably bottling it in.
Yes. Or you're putting it in the jar, like we're trying to do.
Oh, boy. You know, we might keep that under wraps for now. Or we could reveal it. What do you think? Do we want
to
hold...
Well, you know, I was talking to one girl that I work with about it. And she's like, you know, that's a really great idea.
Okay, well, now we've hyped it up so much, so we should talk about the argument jar, which I haven't been contributing to lately, but let's back up a bit. We were having a fight one day, right?
Yes.
Oh, and, well, typical, like we're talking about here.
Well, yeah, and I brought something up that bothered me from several months ago.
Okay, and typical me has not done a single thing about it, or at least not enough.
Right.
So... I jokingly said, should we just start writing all these things out and put them in our own respective jars, to which then we can reach in at any time we see a thing and read the other person's complaint?
Yes.
It's like the suggestion box at work.
But for arguments instead.
But for arguments.
I'm suggesting that we argue about this right now.
Yeah, and the rules are, is once you reach in, you have to talk about it.
Right.
Like, once you grab, you can't reach in and see what the topic is and then say, "Oh no, I'm just gonna pretend I never read it or throw it away or never do it." You know, typical me fashion, trying to avoid, you know, losing an argument. Because that was me talking, and you could have probably impersonated me far better.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you're perfect. You get me. You understand how I talk and act. That was probably too intelligent compared to what you usually call me. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, even in your sickness, you're still on point. And I've been telling people that haven't listened yet that you're becoming the star of the show. Because a lot of people really enjoyed some of your first comments of the first episode, which I'm not going to repeat. Not because I didn't, you know, like it, even though, you know, like I mentioned in the episode, low blow. But I want people to go back and listen to it.
Yes.
Because it started off, and that was the very first episode. It really kicked off to where we want to go.
Well, what can I say? I'm a snarky person.
Snarky, snarky, snarky.
Yes.
So... That's just the tip of the iceberg, everyone. But we have this jar. You have to address it. And I think when we first made the jar, we ended up just grabbing every single piece of scrap paper we could find. And like as the other person was talking about what annoyed them, the other person was already halfway through writing what annoyed them about it's just back and forth, putting in each other's jars. And then eventually we said, okay, we can't do anymore. And
honey, we spent 3 hours doing this. When are we gonna stop?
We spent, you say 3 hours. I wanna pray, I wanna believe it wasn't that long, but I swear I saw smoke flying off of your pen or pencil, whatever you were using that day, just writing it down, ready for your next comeback. And it's just, at that point, I realized once again.
Just admit defeat, wave the white flag.
Yeah, I should never have started this in the first place.
No.
Because arguments just never go in my favor. I seem to have.
See, and even when you think that you've won, by, you know, maybe the fact that, you know, the girl has started crying. No. That is a 50-50 chance. Either the argument is over and you feel like garbage because you've made her cry, or you've just started a brand new fire in her because now she's really, really upset.
Yeah, because we were talking about this before. We told everyone, you know, we're not scripted, but we want to have a game plan. And one of the things we've talked about in the past is at that moment when the person starts crying, typically, you know, I mean, fortunately I've made you cry and you've made me cry.
Yes.
I'm not ashamed to admit that because I want to make sure everyone knows it's a two-sided street there, but we had that little debate because you said it's a 50-50 shot and what it means.
Yes.
But honestly, you say it's a 50-50 shot in what it means, whether it's, you know, it's going to the next level with you getting even more irate, mm-hmm, and kicking it up a notch more than you already had been, or you have given up talking about it to the point where, you know, it's just gotten to you and you're moving on and you've, you know, it's built up and it's released itself in the form of tears. Either way you look at that situation, though, I have to stop. And it's game over.
Yes.
Because there's no way I'm competing against next level when I can't even win on, you know, level one.
You're not going to beat the boss.
No.
If you can't even beat the regular.
We called it nightmare mode the other day.
Nightmare mode.
And if it's because, you know, you've just given up because it's just bothered you that much, now it's time for me to think about what is there to contribute to the Samuel Messed Up Fund, and he needs to make it right now. And that's usually, you know, you like flowers. I don't have much luck with flowers, so that's another topic for another day. But sweets, you know, chocolates, or groveling seems to be a... It seems to be a typical but yet effective move on my part.
Or, you know, a good old back massage, foot massage. Those work too.
Yeah, I said groveling.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Sinking myself to just All right, I've messed up here. Now I have to make amends.
Yes.
And I think that goes back to what I said with last week's episode, the power. The power that you have in these situations, because you get to express yourself. And I think that's ultimately the goal of an argument, is to express yourself, because if you let it bottle up, you know, South Park, if you pizza when you want a french fry, well, if you let things bottle up, you're going to have a bad time. Because eventually it's going to come out tenfold, and then the simplest things are going to set you off.
Like, well, yeah. But I think also with arguments, I think the reason, now this is speaking personally, because I am a woman, I think personally women have a higher success rate with arguing, is we really know how to get in there just with one comment that will shatter your world, but not right away. It will take a couple of weeks for that comment to really set in as you're thinking about it.
I'm looking at you right now with this weird look, because your comments, yes, do they have long-lasting effects? Yeah.
But you might not understand the whole underlying meaning.
I thought you were about to say, it takes me a while to catch on to what the insult meant. Like, I'm that slow.
Well, no.
Oh, that's what she meant when she called me a moron. Now it all makes sense.
No, but sometimes, you know, it might take you a minute to really understand just how, like, inside your brain we are. Like, we know where to hit you, where it hurts.
Well, I'd consider that more of a dagger, where it's an instant pain where, you know, they're sharp, right?
Well, yeah.
They're sharp, but the blade's shorter, so it doesn't really, like, pierce the vital organs, but it's painful, and you can get off a lot of them before it truly kills the person. So it's kind of like, I know this is morbid, they didn't know it was going to go this direction, but that's how arguing goes sometimes. And when you have this power, it's like throwing little darts or daggers at this at the person, to the point where it's like, okay, you're not fully down yet, but boy, you're getting the stinging feeling. Am I wrong in that?
No. No.
Because you don't go for the final blow. I mean, then it's just no fun for you, because one shot kill, you know, where's the fun in that?
No, you really want to, you know, bring it on home several times. Make sure they really get the point.
But you mentioned bring the point. So I think one of the few things we'll, you know, kind of a little bit wrap up on here is ending the argument.
Yes.
As we said, bottling it up is no good. So it's healthy. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, we want to be able to express ourselves, express our frustrations, so we can move on and start new arguments. But you had mentioned that, you know, you said it takes like a couple weeks to sink in, but along those lines, and I joked that, oh, I can't pick up on what you're putting down very fast. Mm-hmm. Well, typical, I mean, I'll be like you earlier saying, you know, you're a woman. As a man, we have the stereotype of never learning from our mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Which goes back to, we're probably gluttons for punishment.
Those masochistic people.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's not like we don't argue about the same things over and over again. It's not like you argue with me to, you know, put the toilet seat down one day, and then, you know, that argument's in the books and it never happens again. It's something that's reoccurring. Now, granted, the toilet seat one might be an exaggeration. That's kind of like the cliche one, but, you know, me leaving clothes on the floor, I think that's a big one.
Water bottles.
Yes, I was about to say, we know each other so well. Water bottles. I'm a notorious person for leaving water.
You're a hoarder of water bottles. I will find them in the last place I would think to look, and there's one stuffed in there.
Well, you bring up water bottles, and right now, probably a good majority of our audience is from my place of employment, and they know I'm notorious for coffee cup hoarding.
Oh, so you're a double hoarder.
Yes, it's my setting, so to speak. Whether I'm at work where I need the coffee, or I'm at home where I'm getting some water. Either way, you see, and they're always half full, aren't they?
It's like your water too.
No, yeah, I guess both. Yeah, both of them are. But you know, once again, that's not spoil too much for future ones, but those are the arguments that happen more than once. And they usually end the same way with me groveling, like we mentioned, mm-hmm. saying I'll do better. But then you probably a week later, typically on a Saturday morning, are walking around the house with a nasty face on. And you're starting to pick up and you hear this sound. You purposely pick them up so it's a sound, you know, from water bottles. And I'll be, you know, sitting there on, you know, my hindquarters watching TV. And all of a sudden I hear, and then I just know it's time to get up and grovel and clean. It's like when people ring the bell for dinner service. It's a call for everyone to come together. That's your sound for me to start picking up around here.
I know, I think a better cliche for that is sitting in line, well, not sitting, but laying in bed and you hear that sound. Oops-a-daisy, I'm ready to take care of things.
Which sound? That sound?
Yeah, the water bottle.
Oh.
I better not lay here anymore. She's gonna come in.
Well, I think with arguing, too, it seems to me anyway that I work a lot, admittedly, and you work as well.
Yes.
And we come home and we're together in the evenings a lot, but it's really the weekend where we see each other probably the most. We talk about it at my place of employment all the time, that this, you know, the scary truth a lot of times is that we spend more time with our work, you know, our coworkers than we do with our families.
Well, yeah.
So when we get together, anything that's been bottled up over the weekend or over the week, on the weekend, just, you know, boom, explodes, right?
Well, yeah.
And in a weird sense, it's this, it could be me being a guy and being masochistic, but it's kind of our way of bonding to a degree. You're giving me this weird look, like.
Okay. Well, yeah, but that is a really messed up version of bonding.
Well, what do they say, though? Attention's attention, even if it's bad attention. That's right. The phrase.
Well, yeah, I get that that's the phrase.
So, yes, I know. Now I'm belittling you by trying to explain a phrase.
Yes.
Yes. But maybe it is me being masochistic to a degree. But, I mean, in some aspects, I think we'll wrap up more or less with some of this, is it feels good to argue in a lot of ways.
Well, yeah, sometimes you just need a good argument. There's a lot of things that you just need. Sometimes you just need a good cry. Sometimes you just cry for no reason. No reason at all. It just needs to happen. Sometimes you are angry for no reason. You just come walking home in the house and you're like, I really am mad and I don't know why.
And yelling at the other person about these things that have been frustrating you. It feels good to, you know, just release that frustration. And then typically, afterwards of an argument, well, I'll let everyone out there fill in the blanks what, you know, people usually feel better after an argument. Let's just stick to that, right?
Yeah.
If you can pick up what I'm putting down.
Yes.
All right. Like I said, we're keeping this low-key, right?
Yes.
So that is the general argument theme. I want this to be a series where we start talking about what people argue about or what we argue about. And keep it us. Fight about it after this.
Okay.
Point is, we'll be arguing today, tomorrow, maybe the next day. But at least arguing shows that I care enough to tell you how I'm feeling. And you care about me a lot then. if I'm reading into that, you know, in the sappy way. But arguments, looking forward to a series. Might not be next week, but it might be a reoccurring theme talking about different types of arguments or specific arguments we've had. We kind of did that a little bit here. But you let us know what you think of that, if we should, you know, nip it in the bud now and not have any more argument talks, or you want to hear the lowdown and juicy. Either way, we're good with that. But one way you can let us know is by sending all your comments, concerns, suggestions, and always snotty remarks to MarriageGBF. That's marriage, good, bad, funny, MarriageGBF @gmail.com. Do you have anything you want to say before we close this one out?
I don't think so. Okay,
because I got a bone to pick with you later. But that'll be off the tape. All right. But for now, this has been Samuel Pitcher.
And Sarah Pitcher.
And you've been listening to Marriage. The good, the bad, and the funny. Till next time, we'll see you.